You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greg, we are all very excited for a new Back in My Day. Before you get to it, though, please tell me and the audience what is on the new Greg Cody Show podcast featuring you.
Thank you for that.
It was clunky. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's clunky. Yep. Anyway, go ahead. Promote your podcast.
Okay. I talk a lot about the book project that Ron McGill and I have. We're working on a book together, which is really exciting. Christopher reveals plans for a future career change. And and also we discuss shaving your eyebrows to grieve and mourn a lost household cat, which ancient Egyptians used to do. And so we talk a lot about who really needs an eyebrow, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't we all shave our eyebrows?
Hmm.
And so that's some of what you'll get, including stuff that's a lot better than that. But that's
that sounds pretty damn good. I got to be honest with you.
It's you know, something to think about.
It's a key part of the aesthetic of the face.
Why is that, though?
Yeah. Because have you ever seen eyebrowless? It's a key part to break up the portions of the face.
Yeah.
The forehead is its own section. The cheeks are its own section.
Right. But are you saying no one can look good without eyebrows? Is that what you're...
I'm saying it's a key part of the aesthetic of the face. I couldn't tell you what they do or what they're there for.
Right. Like your glasses obscure your eyebrows. You could have shaved your eyebrows off this morning. I wouldn't know it right now. Did you shave your eyebrows off?
I did not. The eyebrows are indeed still there. But I need glasses, but I like them as an aesthetic because they also break up my face.
Ah, okay.
And so I like how they take up the middle section of my face.
Well, if you lived in ancient Egypt, your attitude would not be in keeping with the way that people grieved and mourned the loss of a household cat.
Because you did live there.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Speaking
right.
From personal experience.
Yeah, and what you did was the grieving period lasted as long as it took to regrow those eyebrows, which was 3 or 4 months on average.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to, it sounds like a great episode.
It really is.
Tackling all life.
Despite what you've just heard, it's a great episode.
Let's get to Back in My Day.
And now... it is time to take a trip down memory lane. Here's your guy, Greg Cody, with Back in My Day.
Candy seasoning. I'm in the favorite aisle of my grocery store the other day, the aisle where the spices are, those rows and rows of mostly small plastic bottles containing the seasoning and flavor to enhance what comes out of any kitchen. Before me, a regal parade, celery salt, ancho chili, dried cilantro, ground coriander, dill weed, cayenne, sage. What an endless array. I happen to be on the prowl for filet powder, the small but essential ingredient in the gumbo I would be making that day. I'm meandering, but a super quick story about filet powder. For most of my life, when I'm feeling indigestion, I sometimes belch the word sassafras. Well, wouldn't you know, I come to find out that filet powder is derived from the leaves of, you guessed it, a sassafras tree. Kismet. Anyway, I'm hunting for filet powder in the spice aisle when I'm assaulted. Suddenly, before me are things I am not used to in my spice aisle, things never before seen there, and the sight of them is a gut punch. Candy seasoning blends in small plastic bottles nefariously designed to disguise themselves as regular spices. It reminded me, when I was a kid, you'd buy candy that was shaped like little cigarettes. Anyway, blame B&G Foods, which is responsible for quote-unquote Shakers seasoning blends containing the flavors of Snickers and Twix candy bars and Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the latter turned into what they call Cinnadust. The company suggests shaking their sweetness onto ice cream, cookies, and milkshakes. Yeah, because those things clearly aren't bad enough for you on their own, so we want to pile on the sugar and step on the gas of American obesity. Here's the worst part. The company trying to expand the reach of Snickers and Trix also suggests their candy seasoning be tried on popcorn, fruit, waffles, cream cheese, buttered toast, snack dips such as ranch dressing, cocktails, and barbecue sauce. You know what? You've won me over. Next time I spend $65 in a fine restaurant on a dry-aged bone-in ribeye, I'm going to tell the waiter to ask the chef to go ahead and shake the essence of a Snickers bar onto my steak. Folks, I saw this coming. Tried to warn y'all. One of my earliest back-in-my-day themes was excessive variety, brands metastasizing outside of their own lanes and wanting to be everything. What's next? How about A1 steak sauce coming out with an ice cream flavor or a seasoning to sprinkle over your Cinnamon Toast Crunch? I understand that Camel cigarettes are about to come out with their own nicotine-flavored kids' breakfast cereal. Okay, that may not be true, but if you sort of like the idea, R.J. Reynolds, you're welcome. I'm Greg Cody, and that's how it was back in my day.
Look at the shipping container.
By the way, that was brought to you by GNC. Your glory days start now.
With fake cigarettes in your mouth.
I like it. Candy cigarettes. Yes, thank you.
I'm going to have a real one.